Well, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Guys, I bet you are wondering, what is this guy gonna be talking about this week? There has been such rough seas, such heavy winds, but I can tell you that it is all settled. It is poised to be an epic weekend, well, an epic long weekend, and that there was fish because there were anglers that persevered. Now, we will get into all of this. It wasn't fireworks, don't get me wrong, but there were anglers that brought in a variety of species, most of them being on your rock and surf side, bronze bream, on your offshore side, keelback, and those that went out freshwater fishing, well, they were really treated throughout this week. So on this week's show, we've got reports of big waves, we've got reports of what happened during the course of the big waves, and we've got reports of what happened after the big waves. So yes, the talk of the town was those big waves, but fishing did continue and fishing will continue this weekend, and we have reports of what's going to happen over today, tomorrow and Saturday, because these are your windows to go and fish, and our reporters are going to tell you exactly where you're going to go and what you are going to catch. So stay tuned. Now, before we get into this week's show, as always, there is a bit of housekeeping. So guys, here is our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and the stores that are open throughout this long weekend to make sure you get into those feeding zones.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, for having your stores open over this long weekend and making it convenient for us to go and get what we need as we head out to go and fish this long weekend. So guys, like we said, there is going to be some great fishing going on from today being Thursday. From this afternoon, the sea is nice and settled. There are some areas where the sea is looking absolutely fabulous already. We're going to talk about that. That's moving up more towards the north coast. As for your other areas, well, it is looking great from this afternoon, Friday and Saturday. As for Sunday, yeah, it's going to be a bit difficult, but it is fishable. Now, we're going to start off down the South Coast, and we are starting off with our South Coast guru, Adam, with this week's report of what's happened prior to those big waves, and obviously straight after that, and what he predicts for this weekend. Guys, here is Adam.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. I hope everybody is safe and sound after those humongous waves that we had coming through over these last few days. So yeah, just, you know, saying that the South Coast did get hit pretty hard. In particular, South Broome, there was a restaurant down there that got hit. Luckily, no one lost their lives. There were a few injuries, and obviously the restaurant was damaged, but things can always be replaced at the end of the day. But guys, that being said, please always keep an eye on the ocean. You never ever know when she's going to kick up and just go boom, you know, and next minute there's a huge wave coming through and you kind of stuck with your hands in your pocket. A good example of that though, Vinesh, would be Orange Rocks and Shelly Ski Boat Club. Now, Orange Rocks, a very, very famous ground to go and fish, has produced many a record fish over the years. However, there's also been a rogue wave or two popping up over the years, and guys have been washed off and also losing their tackle there. So it's a good example. And Shelly Ski Boat Club, just off the pool, there's always a sandbank that tends to sit there, and you know, the wave sets look perfect, the guys are ready to launch, and next minute, boof, you're sitting with this huge wave, and you either punch it or you've got to turn and burn and hopefully get back, you know, to safety. So guys, just a friendly reminder, always just keep an eye on the ocean. You never know when she's going to turn on her head. Now, that out the way, Vinesh, fishing was really good prior to these big seas we had. We had loads of big bronzies in the Ramsgate area, really, really doing well. And I'm talking 50 plus centimeter bronzies, tanks of bronzies coming out. Really, really good to see. We also had a lot of garrick at the number 4 area, sandspit sort of area, with railing getting a pair of garrick. And on that particular day, quite a few of them coming out, I must admit. Mullet and a few other secret baits doing the damage there. We also had a nice, nice cob by Angie. So well done there, Angie. Catching a beautiful cob at Margate Pier at night in the wind, showing the men how to do it. So well done to you. You know, just throw on a jacket, throw a bait, and hey, you know what? Let's go and show these boys how to do it. So well done there, Angie. Lindo also with a proper size stone bream recently. Also a brusher in the Southport Sea Park grounds and a tank of a bronzy in the Lucien Manaba area. Now I've always said Lucien Manaba is also a really good ground to target bronzies. We've got some really good structure, really good shallow reefs, and quite a lot of food on the rocks for these bronzies. However, the problem with Lucien, it either gets sanded up or it's nice and clear. Now, we don't always want exactly crystal clear water, and you don't want too sandy. So that fine mix in between is always a trick to get right, Vinesh. But good to see a bronzy popping up that side. Now, going over to the non-eds. You know, before these massive seas that we had, we did have a few smaller non-eds coming out here and there. I wouldn't say anything to write home about. And most of our local spots, like Trafalgar's been a bit sanded up. South Brim's been okay. And even moving down to Port Edward, it's been a bit quiet and a bit slow. There's been the odd cob here and there and the odd garrick, as I've said earlier, popping up here and there. But no real fireworks. I kind of think the fish kind of knew the sea was going to get messed up for that coming weekend. But yeah, look, we can't say what's going to happen. It's only ever just a prediction, right? But moving over to the weather, Vinesh. Friday, a west-southwest, gusting to around 20 k's per hour. Change it to a southeast late in the afternoon. Saturday morning, a west to south predominantly, with it kicking around 8 k's, hitting a high of 30 k's an hour in the evening. So it's already starting to turn bad, unfortunately, Vinesh. Sunday, there is, however, a small gap in the morning, as there will be predicted gusts, only just predicted gusts, in the early afternoon to around 40 plus k's an hour, as the east comes barging through that door like a bull in a china shop. The only positive, I must admit, though, the sea swell has dropped significantly over the last few days, sitting around 2 meters, down to around 1.7 on Sunday with the 13-second wave period. So it looks like Friday going to be a bit of a fish, and maybe Saturday, early Sunday. But doing a bit of a future cast, Monday it's going to be windy as anything, so I don't think it's going to be too great there. But that being said, Vinesh, we can't predict these things. You know, it's whatever we get told on the apps. Maybe at the end of the day, lick your finger and stick it out a window might be the best bet. But guys, yeah, just be safe out there again, please. Keep an eye on that ocean at all times. And tight lines, and let's see those catches. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Adam. Another good report, my friend. Great updates of what's been going on down the South Coast. Hey, thank goodness no one was injured during those big waves down at South Broome. Everyone's all well. Yes, it was a few injuries, but no fatalities. That's the main thing. And like Adam says, everything else can be replaced. Now, it looks like as though we are in for some good fishing again. We did know prior to those big waves that the fish were going to be on the bite. Our predictions were 100% correct. That there was fish and that there were big waves coming and things were going to be a bit offish. There were still those winds throughout the week, but it turned out fantastic afterwards because, yes, during the week when we had to work, the weather was off, but now it's the long weekend and we are on leave and we will be going out fishing. So things are looking quite positive down the lower south coast. As for Warner Beach, well, guys, we are with Gary, who's got some action himself. Guys, here is Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach.
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary, the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Oh, good day to you all. Yeah, that sea certainly put things on its head. It seemed to flush these rivers out. And well, yesterday, that discolored water was about 700 meters out to sea here, but all along. So I'm not quite sure what that was all about. Maybe it's coming from the Durban Basin, you know, that. All that type of stuff, I'm not quite sure. Today is much better. That little bit of a southerly this morning and southeasterly I went for, so this when the tide turned, the water was cold instead of blue race. And then when it started to push, there was quite a bit of seaweed coming up and little bits of stuff floating along, clothing, etc., rags. But not too bad, you know, and quite a few gannets. Or a number of gannets lying on the water far out. Here off Margate there was quite a bit of activity today, that's good. But yeah, other than that, a couple of shad came out this morning, here and there, around the rocks, I mean. And yeah, not much else. Quite a bit of debris in the water, trees and that floating. These rivers have been flushed out. But otherwise, it's not washing as such. It's only about a meter and a half. definitely fishable. You can find a nice spot to work. Then until next week then, tight line to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Glad to hear you got onto some fish as well. That the shadow on the bite, the sea's only a meter and a half. Looking good for this weekend. Definitely fishable down at Warner Beach and Amanzan Toti. Now moving on to Durban, where even though there was big seas, there was some big fish in the Durban Harbour, and there was some fishing along the coastline, Addington Beach being one of them. And Mike V is going to tell us all about it. Guys, here is Mike V, followed by Brad Krubler.
How's it, bud? Yeah, this last weekend's weather was one for the books, eh? Giant seas, massive sidewash. It was pretty crazy. But some guys did put time into it. They got a couple bronze bream, couple rock cod, things like that. Wasn't too wild, but the guys did go find some bite. Oaks had fished the Addington stretch, got a couple mozzies on the ultralight. They got some small shad, things like that. So yeah, some guys did venture out in it. Before the big sea came, the Oaks got some lovely shad, garrick, cob, things like that. I heard of a couple of grey sharks, but it wasn't too wild. I think most of the fish had ducked because they knew that was what was coming. A couple of paddle skiers last week got some snook. Saw a couple of dogger, things like that come out. Also, yeah, not too wild. I'm hoping the fishing picks up once the sea starts settling from tomorrow for everybody. The bay was a knockout. Oaks got a lot of grunter, a lot of snapper salmon, a lot of half cob. A couple kingies came out. I saw pick one guy got a beautiful kingie of about 8 or 9 kilos again on a live mullet. The one guy also got a beautiful rock cod. I think that thing came in at 5 kilos, they said. So yeah, the bay did produce a hell of a lot of good fish, even in that bad weather on the weekend. The Oaks were there doing their thing. Cool. Tight lines for the future week. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, the fishing report for the last week. Well, what can I say, guys? We've had a gale force wind and huge, huge, huge seas. So we didn't manage to get out at all. The guys did try to get out on Sunday a bit. The guys traveled far north. Not much fish. The swell was huge, so... Guys, nothing much to report from this week, but hopefully things will settle down and we'll have a better week next time. So guys, yeah, tight lines and good luck.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Well, let's start off with Mike. Guys, we've got Mike's prediction for this weekend coming up at the end of the show, so that'll be at the tail end, so stay tuned. Now, there was that amount of fish that came out, so yes, put in the time and effort and you will be rewarded. Now, Brad also put in that time and effort, and guys, I tell you what, when he told me he was going through this whirlpool sitting outside Durban Harbour, I thought, okay, well, this guy is desperate to get fish. Unfortunately, there wasn't much fishing that happened. It was just, conditions just weren't favorable for that. But he did try, and I know he's going out during this good window period. So next week, he will be back with a good report. Now, let's move on up to the North Coast. We are with Jesse, where Jesse has been doing some extensive research to get you this report. And boy, did he get a good one. Guys, here's Jesse from Kingfisher Bolito.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. I hope everybody elsewhere, other than our coastline here on the Dolphin Coast, is getting a bit more fish than we are. Our guys seem to be struggling a little bit. We've had some very poor weather, very few boats launching, very few skis and jet skis launching. Rock and surf has been a little bit of an uphill struggle as well, paired with the fact that there aren't a heck of a lot of fish around at the moment. We've just had terrible surf conditions. Guys are still trying though. Not as many people fishing as there should be. A lot of people forget that we do have a couple of nice coves and little gullies to fish in here when the surf picks up. In Salt Rock, you've got some good hidden places there. Sheffield, you've got some protected areas up like Christmas Bay, for example. And then just south of the stairs at Christmas Bay, there's a couple of nice rocks that will still get quite rough, but still productive and still flat enough to actually get a bait in there. And obviously when the sea gets this rough, you're not going to go and fish with massive baits, with thick line, putting it deep out there. As I mentioned before, you're going to be fishing right into the channels and the gullies, trying to pick off some of the smaller fish. Speaking of smaller fish,
I have spoken to a couple of guys in the last few days that have told me that there's a massive number of bronze bream present. So I got chatting to them and I said, you know, we haven't had a lot of reports of bronze bream. It's been a bit slow. And the guys have told me that the fish are still sitting very deep. One guy was spearing and he saw shoals of spade fish, dozens of them, shoals of bronze bream, hundreds of them. I spoke to him about what depth he was sitting at, and he said they're roughly in about 16 meters of water, which is obviously way out of casting distance for all of us. But with the sandbanks the way they are at the moment, I mean, we've had rough sandbanks. It's been a rough time trying to get over the sandbanks. Trying to get a decent cast, and it's been impossible with the depths that the sandbanks are sitting at, well, previous to now, that the sandbanks were situated at. The good news is the sandbanks have dissipated mostly. There's all the way from the Mercy up to Belize, yeah, there are very few sandbanks, which means that those fish should start to push in now. And that mental calculation that I made there, I started to chat to a couple more guys and I said, listen, the sandbanks are gone. The fish were sitting very deep. What's happening? I started to chat to a couple of guys from down the Mercy side. And interesting enough, the more I started to chat, the more people started to talk about the bronze bream coming in. The guys that are fishing really deep, putting out incredibly long distance casts, are catching a couple of spade fish. So from them to come right in from, like I said, it was 16 meters of depth when the guys were spearing, all the way through to within casting distance. And then for the guys to start to catch bronze bream on the inside is a really positive sign. So, like I said, I started chatting to the guys, and the more I spoke to the guys and started asking questions about where they're catching fish and what they're catching, the more optimistic I became, because there were more and more stories about guys catching fish closer in. The fish had obviously now don't have a sandbank to work around, so there's a lot more fishable areas to start with. Secondly, the water's a lot deeper. The water's got incredibly clean over the last week, and from Sunday, Monday, the weather started to get better, and now we're sitting on Thursday, and I'd say the sea is in the best condition we've had it in a very long time. So I think we're all going to have just good fishing going on from this point. I'll definitely start to target the bronze bream. It is one of the peak times of year for them. As I said in my previous podcast some time back, my favorite time to fish for those bronze bream, especially the really big ones, is the beginning of October through to the end of October. You do get bigger ones in that period of time, as far as my experience is concerned. And where I fish mostly, you know, around the Westbrook area and some of the areas up in Sheffield, every year I catch a couple of fish in the 4 kilo range, which is phenomenally big for these species. They do get bigger than that, but you average between 1.5 and 2 kilos for them here in general. You just got to fish a lot more often. I fish very shallow water for them, and I found all of those bigger fish that I catch are in very shallow water. I'm talking 1 meter, bordering a sandbank or bordering deeper rocks. That's normally where I get them. So if you guys want to give that a shot, and then everything else as far as your garrick, your shad, there've been one or two catches, but not a lot. The garrick seem to have subsided a bit. Whether they've gone out deep, I'm not too sure, but I would assume that because of the weather and the rough surf, they did kind of move a little bit deeper just for the interim. I think they are going to come back in, and we obviously are going to get a return trawl coming through, so we're going to have a really good season when that happens. Any other species from the surf has been quiet. I haven't heard of a lot. There's been one or two fish, like some blue skates. I saw one or two diamonds, but they were a little bit further north. I don't really think in my boundaries. But more on the Richards Bay side. Other than that, if we talk about ski boat angling, as I said, it's been incredibly rough surf, really rough seas. You guys would probably have seen all the videos and stuff down from the Cape. That sea did work its way up here, and we had a really rough weekend. And then, like I said, the sea subsided. Probably on about Tuesday was a really decent day. So we'll see what happens going forward. Hopefully the guys will get a lot more launches in this week, especially with the water conditions the way they are. I think we are going to have a good week. I'm hoping to see some tuna come in. We'll see what happens. But like I said, we haven't had any tuna this year yet. It's been incredibly slow. There's been a handful of them. So I think we're going to get some snook. We're going to get maybe a tuna or two. And then obviously, Garrett, you'll get a couple on the deeper marks, you know, your river miles and stuff, not so much in the surf like we have had in the previous weeks. Moving over to freshwater, I'd say, again, you know, this time of the year, the windy season, it doesn't make fishing easy. If the guys go out, it's normally for an early morning session or maybe a late afternoon session. I've been doing a bit of fishing in the afternoons and they haven't been too productive, to be honest. I fished two dams yesterday, day before yesterday, sorry, and struggled. I got two fish in each dam. I saw a couple of really big big fish swimming around. They are two dams that haven't started to spawn yet, and the females are still patrolling the shallows looking for decent spots to fish. And when they get like that, they are a bit difficult to catch. As I always mention to everybody, if those fish see you, there's a very good chance they're not going to feed. And if you can see them, there's absolutely no way that they haven't seen you yet. They are incredibly sharp. Their eyes are always working. They're always looking at their surroundings. Like I said, if you've seen them, there's a 99% chance they've seen you. So move off the spot. Don't make too much noise. Don't make too much commotion. Downsize your bait and put a bait right in front of where you saw them. And a lot of the time you actually get that fish if you move off and let the spot settle a little bit. I'd say that's pretty much the only updates I've got for you guys. As I said, it's been quiet. We're hoping in the next week we get some really good action to report back on. Guys, let us know what's happening as always. Thanks again. Appreciate it. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, Jesse. Another great report about that bronze bream. Yes, I would definitely go and try my hand off Palito. Guys, Christmas Bay, like Jesse was saying, it's a beautiful, beautiful place to fish. Definitely head out down there. If you're not familiar with the areas, pop into the Kingfisher, Salt Rock, or the Palito branch, chat to the guys, and they will point you in the right direction. But Jesse, thank you again for another fantastic report this week, my friend. I know the fishing conditions were very trying due to those big seas and rough currents, but yeah, the guys did manage to get some fish and managed to report back. Now, not much reports of Stanga and those surrounding areas, guys. I've chatted with Savika from Duguza, and he says, unfortunately, nothing to report of, not even really on the ski boat side. So, not much fireworks due to that rough seas over last week. However, things are shaping up to be a good weekend in the area, and I'm sure I'll have a good report coming back on our next show. So that is Stanga and those surrounding areas. Moving up to Mtanzini Banks, Nick has a report of mainly the river. So guys, here's Nick's report of what you can expect in his area.
Morning, Vanessa. I don't have really anything to report. The guys in the latter half of last week, I caught a couple of small sharks off the beach, but we took a pounding, as did most of our coast. Yeah, it hasn't been a most exciting week fishing wise, but yeah, the sea was, well, I've never seen the sea wash up so high at our beach since I've been here. Over 20 years now, it was big. I'm sure it was big everywhere. Luckily not as big as it was down in the Cape, otherwise I don't think we'd have a main car park left on our beach. Consequently a lot of sand was pushed in, which has closed the CIA mouth. The other benefit was that at the river mouth, which is nearly open, from the sandbanks, sand dunes on the south to the north side, the water just poured into the river, and it actually ended up forming a sandbank that goes almost all the way to the stone wall, resulting in quite a deep channel. So tomorrow morning, since the mouth closed, I think the first boats are going to try and launch out through the mouth. So it'll be quite interesting to see what happens. No, so the river should be fishing well, because it's nice and deep, and the summer fish should be coming in now. No, not all of us.
Thank Thank you, Nick. So not much to report on from your side of the woods, apart from a nice deep river. So we will be looking forward to next week's report of what comes out from there. Now moving up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia. Well, let's start off in Richards Bay. Well, now once again, there hasn't been too much fireworks going on because of those rough seas. Hence, our reports were rather limited. However, on the socials, I did see a few tuna that was being caught or bragged about, and not much reports I've got out of the Bay Area, and I did hear about one or two odd edibles being on the bite. So guys, that's more here, say, in Richards Bay. But moving up to St. Lucia, I've got Boise with a report, and not too much of fishing going on, but a very good suggested area to go and fish when you are heading up this weekend.
Hey, how's it going? It's Boise here. Just a report on what's happening in St. Lucia at the moment. I think after the big seas we had and those heavy tides we have about a week ago, the fishing hasn't really been on fire. People haven't really gone out to fish as much. But I think as the weather changes and the sea conditions improve, we'll start to see a significant number of people attempting to fish. At the moment, people aren't really trying. I think they're just waiting for things to kind of change and flip. So at the moment, St. Lucia's a bit on the quiet side, but I'm hoping for the best. Maybe in the next coming week, fish should start coming out, hopefully on the main beaches. I would suspect, though, if you go to First Rocks, Vital, Second Bats, First Bats, those places, and you want to try for rockfish, I think you'd get fish. It would just really depend on how, you know, the structure is. Perhaps maybe if it's not sanded, you have a better chance of getting more rockfish there. But as of now, the main beaches like Ingwe and close to the mouth, it's not really very busy. I also heard a rumor, by the way, that the mouth is closed. I haven't been there to see myself. So it's closed for a brief period of time, and that will give guys a chance to go up to Mapilani area and fish that area, and that's very good fishing if you're this side of St. Lucia. Of course, I'm sure there are anglers going around, but if you come down to St. Lucia and you want to try the Mapilani area, I think this would be a good time to try that. But at the moment, from the main beaches, it seems to be a bit quiet. So hoping for the best in the next week.
Thank you, Boise. I have no doubt with the conditions shaping up the way it is for this weekend, we will get some reports out of your area and great suggestions about Mapalan. Gosh, thank you for reminding me about that. I haven't fished that area in a very long time, and it used to be one of my preferred fishing grounds when I was heading up the North Coast. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, where there is something to catch for everyone on the freshwater facet. Guys, here is Jan. He has got a fantastic report of what's been going on. Some facets not so good, but the rest of them, absolute fireworks at the moment. Guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So, with the weather playing silly buggers, between a couple of blistering hot days and then icy cold, I'm happy to report that the fish are still out there. But as we expect, they will be. But more importantly, they are happy to play along. With fewer returns coming in from the Natal Fly Fishers Club this week, I can only presume that anglers are put off by the weather. And this past weekend's chill, for example. But for those that had a date with the water and went out regardless, they were well rewarded. And why is that, you ask? So, top tip for this week. Watch the atmospheric pressure. Where, you might ask? Barometer is an obvious choice, or those Norwegian weather wizards on their yr.no phone app, or better yet, one of the newer outdoor watches. For example, my Garmin can show pressure for the last 48 hours. Very, very useful. If none of these are available, wind is a great indicator of a change in pressure. The stronger the wind, the greater the change in pressure, and usually fish don't like it. It's also no fun to be fishing in a howling gale. The calmer the conditions, the more stable the pressure. So while the weather wasn't exactly high summer this last weekend, and the pressure dipped early in the first half, by Sunday saw the pressure rising very nicely, and the fish were happy to oblige. Coming out of winter, the wait is now on for rain, and the returns from the NFFC anglers report that our rivers are very low and clear. And note that where the flow is slow, the bottom is covered in rock snot, slippery stuff at the best of time, and those anglers not watching their steps will end up upside down sooner than later. With the slow water, fish are not restricting themselves to a fixed lie, but rather milling about. And so reports well-known Midlands angler and author Andrew Fowler, after spending a day on one of the NFFC Bushman's River beats. He also notes that in the low water, fish are not where you expect them to be, and he spooked a good few while waiting. From the NFFC returns, water temperature sitting between 11 and 13 degrees C, fish to hand was pretty much split 50-50 between the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeters, and 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter classes. Fish are plentiful and hungry. The crystal conditions dictated that small nymphs was the way to go, with some fish taken on dry fly later in the day. Note that some of the NFFC river beats are still closed at the request of the riparian owner while we wait for rains. After a bit of a recent lull, there have been some excellent fish reported from the NFFC still waters over the last week. Good numbers of fish in the 12 to 16 inch, that is 30 to 40 centimeter bracket, with a good showing of fish in the 16 to 20 inch, 40 to 50 centimeter bracket, and a handful of fish in the 20 to 23 inch, 50 to 60 centimeter bracket, and then an almost equal handful pulling the tape over 23 inches or 60 centimeters. Some great fish there. No flies mentioned in the reports, unfortunately, but a solid bet would be your summer affair of woolly buggers, dragonfly and damselfly patterns, and minnows. I remain surprised at the number of anglers that contain themselves to fishing a single fly. Fish two, I say, at least. Bottom line, pun intended, when fishing a tandem rig is that the two flies not be the same. Change shape, size and color for your second offering to maximize your chances of getting the nubble. If Stillwater is your game, keep an eye on the NFFC socials for notice of their Stillwater clinic coming up next month. With water temperatures below the 20 degree C mark, bass anglers are sitting with pre-spawn conditions at both Albert Falls and Midmar. Dam levels are also dropping, with Albert Falls now sitting just below 95% and Midmar already sitting at 82% full supply. There are no fishy reports on the socials, and word from the water is that fishing is slow. Top tips from Michael here at Kingfisher Maritzburg. Fish on or towards rock piles, as this is where the water will be warmest and the fish will congregate. And with the fish being on the slow, fish a variety of lures to get the bite. Swap between soft and hard plastics, Senko, chatter and reaction baits until you find the one that's working for you. The scaly anglers are out in force and some good fish are coming hand. The Natal Fly Fishers Club has a beat on the Umkomas River, which is proving to be a regular provider of fish. Good numbers of fish in the 9 to 11 inch, 23 to 28 centimeter, and 11 to 13 inch, 28 to 33 centimeter classes, and then some crackers in the 17 to 19 inch, 43 to 48 centimeters, and 21 to 23 inch, 53 to 58 centimeter brackets. Now these guys with that propeller at the upper end of the scale will put a serious bend in your stick. Local Midlands angler and international fly guide Trevor Satole was on the Tugela recently and reported some excellent fishing. Top flies for these water-based 4x4s are natural nymphs, for example, gold-gribbed hare's ears, pheasant tail nymphs, Zach, and the gun, along with jig-style tadpole patterns in black and brown. Guys, tight lines to you all, and do stop at the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Another great report as always, my friend. Yes, thank you for throwing in the pun. I did not miss that one. And a great tip on that atmospheric pressure. Yeah, certainly something to keep an eye out. That seems to be making all the difference. And as Jan said, those water levels are low. So, you know, once again, watch your step when you are walking in that water. Now, guys, staying with the freshwater news, there has been the light tackle small craft boat league. They had their nationals that happened last week, and guess what? KZN, well done, boys. You came back. We've been champions. KZN took first place. It was a tough round of fishing, as they have never fished waters like those before. It was incredibly hot. Sorry, the venue was at Vegaboom Dam. And the guys did well on the first day. They managed to take the lead. The second day, they struggled a lot, but managed to bag a few right at the end. And like I said, KZN coming back as champion. So well done to our boys, Nick and his team. Fantastic stuff, guys. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It has been a difficult week with big seas, heavy winds, a bit of uncomfortable fishing conditions, but it did shape up as the week progressed to be looking really good, and this weekend is going to be absolutely marvelous conditions to go and fish. Well, more so from this afternoon, hence me bringing out this report right now, because I'm going to grab my rods and head down to the beach. Obviously, I'm going to be doing our YouTube version of the show as well as our TikTok version, so if you haven't checked those out, make sure to go and check it out. It'll be live this afternoon. And yeah, tomorrow's looking good, Saturday's looking good, Sunday morning is looking really good, and then of course it goes a little bit pear-shaped. Monday's not so good, but it is Heritage Day, so lighter braai anyway. Guys, the fishing is looking fantastic. Going to the Kingfisher, they are open. They will be putting you or pointing you into the right directions. And yeah, until next week, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.